So God's talking about affections, isn't he? Just where are our affections? Colossians 3 says, set your affections on things above, but not on the earth beneath, for you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When this begins to become a reality, and we do begin to actually set our affections on things above, our thoughts on things above, our choices on things above, life becomes very, very different. Pressure is less. We live from a different place. And God will actually crucify everything once we've given him permission that interferes with our affection for him. So anything, no matter how good it is, has got to go. Natural affection goes. Because what he wants to replace it with is his love for those people that are closest to you. Because as we've seen before, our love seeks to possess and to control that object of its love. His love is not like that. We mostly love to get love reciprocated to us. The love of God does not require reciprocation. He loves without expecting anyone or anything to love him in return. It just goes on flowing outwards, the love of God to all things. So if he's going to conform us to the image of himself, which he is, it's his stated purpose, our love has got to be transformed so that it seeks nothing for itself, but only benefit for others. So as he loves us, we love him and we love others. That sounds a pretty good deal to me. What do you think?